Argus Panoptes and a Mugwump.
Yes, so, and that's for a $120 membership or $10 a month. You can become a member now if you're not already and get any of these premiums. 877-500-5266 or go online. Our website is kboo.fm.
KABO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, an Irish pub serving traditional American food, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Huber's Cafe, serving turkey entrees and their Spanish coffee. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, a Portland wings stop, open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., serving wings and sides at three different Portland locations.
KABO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Palestinian Childhood Under Occupation, a talk on Monday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Church in Portland. Jennifer Bang, Brad Parker, and other speakers will talk about the issues faced by Palestinian children living under Israeli occupation, including children in detention, issues in health and mental health, the state of education, and more. Again, that's Palestinian Childhood Under Occupation, a talk on Monday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the app, kboo.fm on the web. And we are only here because of you, members. You are what keeps the pot boiling. You are what keeps everybody on the air for nearly 50 years now. Not that many commercial stations have been on the air that long. Very few. We can only do this because of you. You are as much or more a part of this operation than anyone else. And when you hear voices over the air, it's your voice. It's all of us together that make this happen, and I want to, of course, thank everyone who's become a member throughout the whole drive, and of course, especially the people who have done so during Cascadia. We have a terrific guest for you today, Mike Meese. You may remember the Buffalo Field campaign from last year. The Buffalo Field campaign is thundering through town right now. There are events over the next few days that I know you're going to want to hear about, and I know you're going to want to hear updates from this year's campaign to protect the buffalo. There had been some great stories out on the airwaves, out on the prairie and in the mountains. Buffalo at one point when turned around and went back and evaded those who were planning to shoot them. They were in the crosshairs, I understand, for a brief moment, turned around and went the other way. We've got just briefly some weather from around Cascadia. Whenever we talk about Buffalo Rivers or whenever we talk about what's going on in the Dakotas right now with the Dakota Access Pipeline, it always prompts me to make sure I fit the weather in no matter what, because that is the land, that is what connects us to the greater natural world that we forget about most of the time. Weather is a reminder that we are part of a greater world than our own small world of pixels. That said, today, patchy fog early on, then clearing, sunny skies and highs around 70. There's not much wind overall. Tonight, areas of fog and then partly cloudy with a low around 50. It's beautiful, too, the night sky. It seems the cold makes the stars brighter. A northwest wind, 6 miles per hour, so why even mention it, right? And then tomorrow, again, in that fog in the morning, and that burns off to leave sunny skies again. And highs near 72 tomorrow night. It'll be partly cloudy and chilly, low around 51. That's it for weather from around the way. As wells dry up and the city population grows, Bend officials are wondering if they'll be able to meet growing water demands. Wondering? The answer is no, Bend officially. I mentioned never, not on mainstream media, not on public media. Carrying capacity means the number of any species that a habitat supporting without collapse. If you have too many weasels living in Weaselville, Weaselville will crash. Too many, and at least so much. People have been aware of that all along. All along, any other people would have died, would have crashed and burned by now. But the indigenous people are ingenious people, and they know when it's coming, and they know what to do to stop it. And if that fails, they know how to survive it. They are survivors. They are take no prisoners, last man standing people. And Mike Meese is here to talk about the Buffalo Nation, that the Buffalo Field campaign has been fighting so long and so hard to protect. Starting out with Rosalie Little Thunder, who we always think of with deep respect, prayers in our hearts, and remembrance. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, what an honor it is to always be on KBOO, and I also wanted to point out, too, this being your pledge week, I live in a little community called West Yellowstone, Montana, and we have an NPR station there, but it's filtered by the Mormon influence out of Idaho Falls. And so I think people need to really appreciate the power and the strength of alternative medias, as we see that the product of our mainstream media give us gems such as Trump and Hillary Clinton. But the alternative media keeps things that are real in the news. So make sure you support them. Make sure that we keep this existing information system available, because without you, the people don't get informed.
Well, yeah, we only found out about about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, the camp that was at that time in its infancy, and just a handful of people, because of one person, just one person, Billy Wilson. He's a Humpapa Lakota Sioux, a member of the Sitting Bull Clan, and he called in and he said, you know, this is happening and something that that listeners should know about. At the time, there was nothing anywhere that we could find on that. And bam, all of a sudden, there's more and more tribes congregated at the Standing Rock camp, that, and suddenly there it was, and suddenly the mainstream media had to take notice. They had the tribes left them no choice but to take notice. Governor Dalrymple made, If he left out a false step, if he left out a bad move, I don't know where it was or how he did it. He seemed to have stepped in it right down the line. And that will obviously not be forgotten. So we'll wait and see. We're watching how this turns out. But if you're fighting for the land that your ancestors have buried on, then you never give up. Never give up.
Exactly. And I think, you know, this is all going to see something that we're going to continue to see. I mean, people don't have any hope anymore. I don't think any of us will feel good if Hillary Clinton or Trump gets elected. And we know that our government are going to make the changes that people need in their lives. And so we have to be that catalyst. And water is the foundation of everything. Without water, there'll be no buffalo. Without water, there'll be no habitats for these animals to live in. And so it is the catalyst. But hopefully what this does is open up everyone that we are the people. We are the 99%. And if we stand up and oppose these BS projects that ruin our children's futures, we can make a difference. And so the water, the buffalo, these are all uniting issues that bring the people together. And so we 100% support the pipeline efforts and have nothing but awe and respect. We're sending out donations. Actually, the cook for our camp is out there right now cooking for those guys until he has to come work with us in November. So, you know, we have the honor of...
Mike, hang on a second. We're going to talk about this with you again tomorrow, but can you just mention, we've got only a few seconds left, some of the events that you're in town for.
Exactly. Well, starting Wednesday night at 9 p.m., we're at Gil Hooligans at 10 Northeast Standy in Portland. Then we're going to do a little afternoon thing over at the Bison Coffee House at 2 p.m. on 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday the 22nd. And then that night we're doing another show at 7 p.m. at the Patagonia store in Portland. So if you'd like to come out and hear the stories, and we're going to obviously be talking about the pipeline and about change that's occurring all around the world, but it's time to unite the people. It's time for us to stand up, because we have to, because our government is going to crush us if we don't.
Buffalo are symbols of a way of life that we've lost, and that only now some tribes are beginning to regain, teaching languages, teaching culture and tradition. And it is invaluable. It is a treasure. You cannot put a price on it. There is one thing, though, that you can put a price on, and that is membership in KBOO. This is a thundering herd of... This is the herd shot round the world, because our signal to online, anyway. Online, we are all around the world. So, indeed, we're not kidding when we say we are the herd shot round the world. And we want to invite you to join us and become one hoofbeat in that herd. Out there in the membership room, we've got wonderful people answering phones, wonderful people talking to you about how you can become a member of this effort.
Oh, hey, Chris. This is Ken. I'm here with Teresa. If you are not a member, it's time to become one. 877-500-5266. We have volunteers here at the phones guiding you through the process, a very easy, painless process. The caller just from Montana, Chris, on your show, mentioned the importance of alternative media. He, by the way, is listening probably online or either through the app. Again, that's all funded by your contributions, the listener contributions. He mentioned, again, the importance of alternative media. Alternative means a choice. In this case, our alternative media, KBOO, is listener-sponsored. If you're not supporting KBOO, and listeners are not supporting cable, there's no alternatives. There's just the standard mainstream media, and you're getting the information that's a little different than what you're getting on cable. You're getting a little different perspective on cable, and certain stories we cover that are not covered by other channels, by other media outlets. So it's very important to help support cable. 80% of our operating expenses come from you, the listener. 877-500-5266. Teresa, you have some thank yous too.
I do. Thank you for reminding me. John has increased his monthly contribution in Southeast Portland. Thank you, John. And I would like to suggest that you might want to upgrade to a hoodie. We have a wonderful hoodie that would be just right for today's temperatures. And you can get it by upgrading to $20 a month here at KBOO. The number to call, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Air Cascadia was vital. You just think back a few years, how instrumental Air Cascadia was in stopping the Oregon LPG pipeline. We had a pipeline going through right here, and it would have increased carbon fuel consumption. And I think that Chris's broadcasts were absolutely vital in stopping that. Chris is so dedicated, so informed, so passionate. And I loved the phrase ulterior media. My ulterior motive is transparency, informed participation, empowerment. And Chris also is very much with that ulterior media. Why don't you join the ulterior media by calling us 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266.